It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
Here's a challenge for today. Start a ripple effect. Frederick Buechner says life is like a spider web. Picture for a moment a time when you've come upon a beautiful spider web. Maybe it was early in the morning and there was some dew on it, and then the sun hits it, and it is this most beautiful, exquisite work of art. Well, if you should decide to touch it with a stick, even if it was just a light little touch, you would set the whole web a tremble. Well, Buechner says life is like that. Life is like an enormous spider web, so if you touch it anywhere, he says, you set the whole thing a-trembling. As we move around this world, and as we act with kindness, perhaps, or with indifference or with hostility toward the people we meet, we too are setting the great web a-tremble. The life that we touch for good or ill will touch another life, and that in turn another, until who knows where the trembling stops or in what place and time our touch will be felt. Wow. Who knows what place and time, where and when our touch will be felt. We do have power to start a ripple effect, a positive ripple effect. Larry Sharp continues this idea of starting a ripple effect. He says, if I tell you how much I appreciate you, just being a part of my world, that's surely going to lift you up. A warm smile, a loving handshake, or a brief note placed on your desk will cause you to feel better about yourself, and then that feeling has a way of reaching out and touching the lives of so many others. So Larry suggests that we go around starting a ripple effect in the lives of those with whom we work or go to school with or play with or worship with. Start a ripple effect. Last week I saw the movie again called Pay It Forward. This movie illustrates the tremendous power of a positive ripple effect. You will remember young Trevor is caught up by an intriguing assignment from his new social studies teacher. The assignment was, think of an idea to change the world and put it into action. Well, Trevor decides that if he can do 3 good deeds for 3 different people, and they in turn can pay it forward and do 3 good deeds to 3 more people, and that everyone keeps passing it or paying it forward, positive change in our world can occur. If you saw the movie, you know what happens. And if you didn't see it, I hope you will. It's a powerful movie about the ripple effect and how one person can make a positive difference in our world. So, could it be that your wife or husband or child or teacher or boss or friend or neighbor or community leader or a police officer or a waitress, someone needs a ripple effect in their lives? Can you start that ripple effect? And remember what you say and what you don't say. What you do and what you don't do causes a ripple effect. Now, if you need some ideas of kind, caring gestures, please go to my website, Wisdom of the Wounded, and there's a list of small acts of kindness that you could do starting today. Start a ripple effect and make a difference in our world. God bless.